Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss the ongoing budgeting process for the Pella School Board. Well, Greg, it's that time of year again when school districts are setting their next fiscal year. You have your enrollment numbers coming in for the next fiscal year budget, and you have an idea of what state supplemental aid will look like with an all-Republican legislature after we've had it for the last couple of years. First of all, with all those factors in place, where does the district stand heading into this process, including the early retirement incentive you offered earlier this year?
So we've been real fortunate because we did have a number of teachers take our early retirement incentive, and so that will help us with the budget. Of course, it's always losing those teachers is always tough because we have some really good teachers that have taken their retirement incentive, which we wish would still be teaching here. And so, but budget-wise, of course, it puts us in a little bit better position because we can hire some new staff in. And of course, they're always at a little bit less salary than what veterans are. And so there's some savings there. We also are planning on probably out of the six teachers that are retiring, probably just replacing five out of those six, so there'll be some cost savings there as well. So we'll fill one of them kind of internally, and move some positions around. But in the end, when you look at those retirements and our kind of where we think we're going, we're hopeful that, you know, next year's budget year will be a very balanced budget again. But you have to do some of those things to help keep our budget balanced, because we know state supplemental aid is probably not going to be a very high number. We're not sure what it'll be set at, but we're forecasting that it could be just around 1% again. And if it's 1% increase, of course, that's hard to do many years in a row. So we know that we'll for sure get 3 years out of these overall budget adjustments, but what we're hoping is maybe to get more of that. So we talked to the school board about our instructional support levy. We currently use an instructional support levy to support programs, and we have it set at 8% right now in the system. And what we're looking at is to move that to 10%, which would bring some additional funds into the system, probably about an extra $200,000 of money. So that's supported through local property tax. It's also supported through income surtax. And what we think we can do is basically make it a tax neutral situation where people actually won't see any increase in tax because of it, and we'll just not levy some money in our other funds that we typically would have levied. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move this instructional support levy to 10%. And then with that, still have people see no tax increase. So that's what we're headed in, and that will help us financially. And then if we can do that, we think that we'll at least get 5 years of kind of a stable budget, and won't have to go back after cuts and those types of things for at least 5 years.
Now, the conversation that you've had with legislators and that you've had with just your constituents and others is that the idea is that the reason why state supplemental aid needs to grow is because you have a natural cost increase each year, and that while enrollment growth helps with that process because you're funded per pupil, eventually you need to hire new teachers to accommodate for all those people. So enrollment growth looks good moving forward with all the incentives in the community, but ultimately the state is kind of where this pinch is coming from in your mind.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, we've been the last couple of years, we've been at a 1% growth rate from the state. And that means 1% of our allocation per pupil. And so what happens with that is that over time, we have increased costs that just happen because of teachers moving on the salary schedule, additional staff, changes in staff, just natural costs and other utilities and stuff that happen as well. And so for us to operate on a 1% growth trend is really, really difficult, because eventually you kind of catch up and you start eating into your reserves. So what we're trying to do is maintain kind of our reserves where they're at, and then still provide funding for all the programs that we want. So 1% is just not enough long term. And, you know, our legislators know that at some level. But of course, they've been kind of stuck on that the last couple years because of what they say they have ability to give us. But it makes me concerned because I know the Republican Party's been talking about tax cuts and additional tax cuts and looking at those types of things. And to me, tax cuts are great, but if that reduces the revenue, there's obviously just going to be, again, less revenue to give to different programs like schools. So those are all concerns for me. And if we stay at that 1% rate, it's just hard to balance the budget year in and year out.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.